This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, a great explorer searches for the roots of his destiny with a stumbling reporter along for the walk. First, though, from South America, a tale of murder, spying, and theft. Argentina's president, Néstor Kirchner, has placed a provincial governor under house arrest because she and her husband are under suspicion for crimes ranging from espionage to embezzlement. Other allegations suggest prominent politicians, judges, and businessmen took part in the gruesome murder of two young women last year. Reporter Brian Burns traveled to Argentina's province of Santiago del Estero to get the story.
Every week for the past 16 months, Eunice Bashir has marched the 6 blocks from the Santiago del Estero Cathedral to the government house, carrying a large sign stapled to a stick with a photo of a young woman with big eyes and olive skin that reads simply, "Justice for Layla." Layla was very young and very pretty, says Bashir. She liked music and liked to dance with her friends. But to be a young, pretty, and humble girl in Santiago del Estero is a curse. A curse that Bashir's 22-year-old daughter Layla paid for with her life. In January 2003, investigators say she was murdered during a drug-fueled orgy attended by some of Santiago's most powerful people, many of whom have strong ties to longtime political boss Carlos Juarez and his wife. Investigators say Layla's body was chopped to pieces and then fed to a pack of hungry pumas and buzzards housed at the personal zoo of the province's former security chief, Musa Assar. Soon after Layla's disappearance, another young woman went missing. 3 weeks later, police found the body of 26-year-old Patricia Villalba in thick brush in a remote area miles outside the city, but just yards away from where Layla's gnawed bones had been discovered. The judges investigating the murders suspect that Patricia was tortured and killed because she knew too much about Layla's death. In addition to the arrest of former security chief Musa Assar, his wife and son, several others have been detained in connection to the murders, but none have been put on trial. Olga Villalba can't help but cry when she thinks about her daughter. She describes Patricia as a smart and responsible woman who liked to share a beer with friends after work at the nearby fruit stand. Olga says her stubborn refusal to let her daughter's death go unpunished helped spark the popular revolt here that led to the federal government's intervention.
The Juarez family and all the other corrupt people we have here in Santiago thought that I would get tired of fighting for justice after 3 months, because they always win. But they were wrong. They didn't know what kind of mother I am.
The Juarez family has ruled Santiago del Estero for the better part of the past 55 years. 87-year-old Carlos Juarez was elected governor 5 times. His second wife, Mercedes Nina Aragones, became governor in 2002. Now under house arrest, Carlos is accused of compiling an illegal 40,000-page secret dossier and is also under investigation for the death and disappearance of political opponents during his time in office. Nina Juarez is accused of defrauding the province's pension system. The couple, through their lawyer, declined a request for an interview. Cristina Torres runs the local branch of Argentina's Ministry of Human Rights. She says the gruesome nature of the women's killings and the alleged complicity of the ruling class reminds her of Argentina's military dictatorship of the 1970s and 80s, when she was tortured and detained for 7 years.
These murders produced something in our society that was like going back in time to those years of terror, and we just couldn't tolerate that again.
Since taking office a year ago, President Néstor Kirchner has made fighting corruption and human rights abuses his top priorities. He sent the intervention government to Santiago del Estero on April 1st, and the interim governor, Pablo Lanusse, immediately purged the local courts and police force. 50-year-old Sofia Aguije recently joined the family members of Layla Bashir during their weekly March for Justice.
This is historic. I've never seen this here before. The people in Santiago del Estero were totally constrained. They stayed in the house. They never spoke up. But this unfortunate tragedy with the girls has finally given the people a chance to express themselves.
And now that the people have finally expressed their anger, they will now have to turn their attention to the future and pick a new path for their province. For NPR News, I'm Brian Burns in Santiago del Estero, Argentina.